David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook, and I have an entrepreneur for you. Such a successful entrepreneur and such a successful company, Krishan Sharma. Welcome to the Playbook.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you are the CEO of Paymentus.
Yes.
And it's really a great solution if you understand the economics that and the culture around the economics today. There is big changes not only happening with regulations, but culturally, we have a big shift in understanding the financial position, safety, type of risk tolerance, and even insulation of our economic situation. For you, what's the core objective of Paymentus that has created an over $1 billion?
If you think about the bill payments industry, which is what we are focused on. We are a cloud-based bill payment service provider. We serve utilities, insurance companies, government agencies, telco companies, and so on. And for your listeners, if you're making a payment, you receive a bill, chances are we are the ones who are enabling the technology to get that electronically, and then you're making a payment, we are the ones who might be processing it. But if you think about what we are all about, it is about understanding that bill payments, no one enjoys doing. No household, but it's the most essential activity financially within a typical household. It's about 60% of the typical household spend. So what ends up happening is, if this is what you do month over month out, every month you're doing it, what payment is all about is making it a little bit easier for you, giving you choices as a customer. And for the billing companies who are our real clients, if you think about the service industry, it's different than the product industry. Product industry is you sell the product. But in service industry is you may already have a relationship with the end customer, and you already rendered the service, and now you're trying to collect the money from. And from our perspective, our job is how can we make that easy for our clients where they can improve the customer experience so they can get the money sooner, but also collecting that, they're not spending a lot of money. And since this is non-discretionary, it ends up being a insulated industry from a lot of the economic headwinds that take place with the volatility that takes place.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's two lessons. Both have been around a long time. The first one, I won't tell you what industry it's applicable to, but a lesson I learned early on that's applicable to Paymentus is that the value of services rendered diminish greatly after they've been provided. And this is why people get paid up front. And I think everybody knows historically what industry I'm talking about, where that lesson came from. The other lesson, though, is one in which I think provides the greatest value of Paymentus, which is one that I learned as a business person, which is 80% of business is collecting. Most businesses, believe it or not, 80% of the business they have would bankrupt them, meaning it either breaks them even or loses them money. And I help companies, number one, distinguish what clients are losing you money that you're not collecting from. And then two, how do we improve the company so that the clients that we break even on are now profitable? I believe that Paymentus helps facilitate all three of the clients that we have, those that are losing money, those that are breaking even, but profitable ones too, by providing these different options that provide more value.
Absolutely.
And go ahead.
No, I was going to say that if you think about it from the end, you're absolutely right. And if you think about most service providers like utilities and insurance companies and so on, if a customer of theirs calls them one time a week, that might erode the entire year's margin
for
them. So it's very important that the best call is the one that never takes place. So that's our sort of mantra or motto, that how can we make it easier in such a way that you as a customer are getting all your questions answered ahead of time so that when it comes time to make the payment, you are simply taking the action and making the payment versus calling multiple times and asking the questions, which are very expensive for the billing companies. And you're absolutely right that collections and 80%, that the stats actually hold true across our entire industry, that a lot of the calls, almost 80% of the vast majority of all calls to the service providers or our clients is related to billing companies.
Yeah. Which causes an emotional interference between the value that's rendered. And understanding Paymentus's value, I look at value, it's so complex and all the different lessons I've learned in law school, business school, and through all the different development programs I've been in and lead that I've had in big business. It's really simple to me. Paymentus really focuses in on these three things. You provide value by giving clients more of what they like and taking away what they don't have. Two, give them more of what they works and taking away what they don't have. And then, most importantly and most overlooked, I believe Paymentus gives people more of what they know and takes away what they don't know, which causes those phone calls. Like, why am I being billed this? This wasn't I already charged for this? Each of those calls, like you said, could take away and erode the entire margin that's been created for the year because of the expense of being able and the emotional distrust that's done. In the essence of this value, giving people more of what's work, of what they like, and what they know. How do you see Paymentus providing that as a solution, as you said, over $1 billion and so many different big providers?
Yeah, and I think, first of all, you said it very well. We, from our perspective, one of the most important aspect of our business is, can we get connected to the businesses or the organizations? They have very complex software systems, legacy systems. Can we bring the information out of those systems and make it available, readily available for the customers so that all of the information is available? Second thing is giving the customers choice. So if I today don't have money in my bank account, but I still have money in my credit card, which I can use, I want to be able to make that million. Or if I have balance on my PayPal account, I want to be able to use that to make a payment. So we are all about giving customers the choice, but in that choice, what we're also doing is giving all of the options. If you think about, I'm a single mom, I've put my kids to bed, I don't have time to go in and log into my computer and so on, I just want to make a phone call, but the utilities might be off right now, it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. I just want to be able to have an automated system which actually recognizes me, makes it very easy for me to make a payment. And those are some of the things which we are doing for our customers. And we do it in a way that only time we can wait is after the customers have gotten their money, which is if the call occurred, but they didn't get paid, they didn't make the transaction for whatever reason, we're not getting paid, but we're still providing the service. So our focus is exactly aligning our interests with those of our customers. Kind of like what they are doing, they're providing service and then getting paid. We are saying we will do exactly the same model. We're not a typical software company where we're charging a lot of money up front and then hoping for the ROI for the clients.
One of the interesting subject matters within the context of Paymentus is the relationship to autopay. Whether you don't have money and the reason not to use autopay is you're worried about a drawn account or an overdrawn account, or on the other side, if you have plenty of money, you're just worried about being overbilled and not being able to pay attention because you have multiple vendors and solution providers that you utilize. What is your perspective, since you have such expertise in the area, about the benefits of autopay, or where some of these different insecurities for people who do it don't have money lie?
I think you said it earlier that if I don't know, that would actually trigger a lot of the anxiety. Mm-hmm. So one of the things which we are trying to say is, can we not make the information available to our customers? So for example, for one of our billing company clients, if their customers are set up on autopay, we might be actually sending a message to you ahead of time saying, this is your bill amount. Would you like to make the payment? Or you're set up on autopay, would you like to continue for this payment to proceed? And if you don't want to tell us, and this could happen through phone call, this could happen through email, this could happen through text messaging, communication of your choice. But what that does is gives the customers the flexibility of having the auto pay, but also gives you the control of being able to pull the trigger that I don't want. I don't understand this bill, so I want to understand a little bit more before I proceed. And then, you know, we, as Americans, actually, we typically like control. We are, so a lot of our customers, a lot of us don't want companies to simply just come in and dip into our accounts and take the money. So even in that situation, what we are saying is, why can't we actually have the chasm that exists between the service provider, our client, and the customers, take that out and bring them into the same ecosystem, so the in close proximity to each other using technology, so that I, as a customer of the billing company, I feel very close to them. So meaning, I don't want to set up an auto pay, but at the same time, I don't want to miss a payment. I don't want to get things a late fee and so on. So as a result, we want to notify them, let them know, say, hey, your bill is due, and it's due next 3 days or a week from now. Let us know if you want to make a payment now or schedule a payment, or you'd like to pay using the payment method of your choice. Basically, talk to us, tell us, and this is all our systems are doing. So if you look at it from our client's perspective, we have totally improved the customer experience, removed the chasm that existed between the service provider and the customer. And on top of that, we have taken a lot of the cost out and made it easy for them to collect the money, but also the end user, who is the actual payer, made it easy for them as well. So that's sort of how we think about it.
When I look at the success that you're having, I look in the aspect not only of 80% of business is collecting, but also 80% of business is managing and developing the business, so that people not only are buying from you, but selling for you. So people that endure or create the situation and experience that's beneficial, they're going to go ahead in the next business or tell someone, a friend in the same energy or frequency, to this Paymentus is a great company. You collect a lot of data on accounts receivable. And I would think the ROI that Paymentus has is directly relative to the management and development of the accounts receivable. You're able, through the options, opportunities, communications, as you clearly stated, provided more value, which would increase the amount of money that's collected. Do you have any data or any comments on Paymentus' ability to decrease account receivable?
Actually, that is our business in a nutshell. We are the central number system for collections or receivables for our clients. That's what we do. And one of the things which is actually interesting you said is that it triggered a thought in my mind. Our strategy, we were talking to one of the very large retailers in the country, a very top-tier company. And we were sitting in their offices, and I was describing how we went about building our business. And when we were setting up our strategy, we said, we're not going to go to the largest companies first. We want to go to the companies which are underserved by the technology companies currently. We said, let's just solve the problem for them and do it in a way that it is going to be just as effective for them. And our theory was effective in the sense they would be able to collect revenues faster, they would be able to improve the customer experience. And our business model would be identical, which is we are not going to charge you anything for our entire platform. We will only get paid when you get paid. So when we designed that strategy, what was not as well understood, even we thought that will actually work very well, was the folks who are living this, making these decisions in small towns and small companies. These are the same folks who are also maybe decision makers in other larger companies. Mm. So when Paymentus would build these thousands of billing companies would be on our platform, we would have ability to attract some of the largest companies as well because of what we have proven out. So your point about getting the frequency, if you will, getting the antenna of Paymentus broad enough or the reach extended enough, it was primarily based on how we thought that if we can spread to smaller clients initially and then we build from there to the larger clients, and if we have profitably figured out a way to profitably help them serve their customers and improve the experience, we would be actually a pretty successful business. And that theory is now proving out. We grew 40% last quarter.
When I got out of law school, I worked for a technology company, despite anybody telling me that the internet would never last, and Justice Scalia telling me nobody would do research on the computer ever, any books. People are always afraid of change. In fact, I would say the only people I know who like change is a wet baby. But when you have that type of growth, there's an extraordinary amount of change. Not that everybody's that experienced because of the technology in general. It's accelerating change for everyone in business. But I remember when we exited in 1995, it was a $3.4 billion exit. We used to joke around that the company moved at glacial speeds so slowly. Have you found as you're getting into the billions and managing literally maybe billions of transactions, I assume at least millions of transactions, that because of technology, you're more than capable today of making, even though you're a big company with extreme growth, that you're still much more flexible. You obviously have been in business a long time like me, that although we have this acceleration of change, that technology actually is aligning with the change and allowing us to adapt quicker compared to the old days in 1995, where things moved like a giant warship very, very slowly.
Yeah, I think that is I would say it comes down to the culture of the business. What we right from the beginning, we felt that the, if I may say it this way, that most businesses actually spend a lot of time thinking about the competitive landscape. And my philosophy there is, if you have a business, the first day you start a business and the day you're no longer in business, you always have competitors. But in both of those bookends and throughout, you may have no customers if you're not successful, if you're not thinking about customers. So our philosophy is that in our culture DNA is think about the customers and think about regardless of how big you have become and what's the big process, hundreds of billions of dollars today, very sizable business. We have tens of millions of users, households who are actually interacting on our platform on a monthly basis. So it's a sizable business, but internally, if you walk around Paymentus, you will feel that we are just focused on that specific customer who has hired us or have been in business with us for a long time, which is a lot of our customers are. We are focused on staying nimble, and one of the ways I think about it is the customers can remind you very quickly what your informations are. And that's what keeps you busy. So as a company, we're very focused on maintaining a small company. We always talk about how business, we're just getting started. You know, if you think about the size of there are 16, 17 billion bills annually. That's just consumer bills. And we have a lot more work to do there. And if you think about our revenue per transaction is about 150. So if you think that's about $25 billion opportunity, and we've only captured $1 billion.
That's it.
It's a 4%. So we've got a lot of work to do. And as a result, we have to remind ourselves, the work is just getting started. We have not done. So that's what dictates how we feel internally.
Well, there's no doubt that Paymentus has a ton of momentum. And Dushyant Sharma is leading the way and teaching us all a lesson. That people don't work for a company, they work for a culture. And you building a culture that allows people to face the 80% of being in business, which is collecting and doing it in an efficient, effective, and statistically successful way, and not doing it up front, certainly has built a culture and a business worth billions of dollars. Dushyant Sharma, thank you so much for the stories and the lessons to help us all build our own momentum. Congratulations on Paymentus. I appreciate you being here with me. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.